Today is Daf Lamed Gimel. We're on Daf Lamed Beis. We're on the first wide line, Umimani. So today we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Blima Bas Yisrael, Pinchas Ben Shmuel Tzvi, Yisrael Le Ben Shmuel Tzvi, Aidu Bas Shmuel Tzvi, that's Adina Bas Shmuel Tzvi, and Moshe Ben Shmuel Tzvi, all the Neshama should have Elias. Okay, now the Gemara says, Umimani Shmitos Viovlos. Did they really even have Shmita and Yovel back? When was this talking about? By the second base Hamikdash. Vaha, where am I? Hashta, Mishigalu Shevet Ruven v'Shevet Gad v'Chatzei Shevet Menashe batlu Yovlos. When Ruven, Gad, and Chatzei Shevet Menashe were exiled, which is before the rest of Klai Yisrael was exiled, which was before the first base of Hamikdash was destroyed, already the Gemara says no more Yovel. That's what killed Yovel. That Reuven, Gad, and Chatzei Menashe were exiled. So Ezra, Dixivbe, and why? Why? What was such a terrible thing when they? Because you don't have the whole Klai Yisrael there. So one second. Now Ezra, so Dixivbe, Kol HaKahal Ke'echad Ba'arba Ribui Alaf V'Sheish Meos, 41,600 V'Sheishim and 60 Havu Manu. One second. So when Ezra comes back with 41,000 people, which is a fraction of Klai Yisrael, that's already going to reinstitute Yovel? How could that be? So the Gemara says, "Detanya, Mishigalu Shev Reuven v'Shevet Gad v'Chatzi Shevet Menashe, but lo Yovlos." It says Yovel, but the Yovel is Batel. Shenemar, it says, "V'Krasim Dror ba'aretz l'chol yosheveha." It says that you should proclaim peace throughout the land. It's on the Liberty Bell. This line, this pasuk, proclaim peace throughout the land in all its inhabitants. Bizman shekal yosheveha aleha, which means that kol yosheveha, everyone's got to live in Israel. Velo bizman shegalu mitzasan, not when even a part of them are exiled. Yachal, I would think ha yoleha vehein mu'uravin b'shev Yehuda b'bin Yamin ye yovel noeg. You don't need everybody; you just need representatives of everybody. To have 7-8 guys from b'shev Yehuda, 7-8 guys from b'shev bin Yamin, and you know, a smattering of people from different shvatim. As long as every shev represented, it's good enough. No, that's not true. Talmud Lomar, l'kol yoshveha, bizman sheyoshveha kitikunan. When they're there, when it's right. Lo bizman sheheim muravin. That one is a whole mixture of people, right? Now, so the question is, Yovel was not noeg by Ezra. How could Yovel be noeg by Ezra? So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, you're right. There was no Yovel. Why? Because it ain't a chanami. They didn't have enough people. However, Manu Yovlos Lekadesh Shmitin. They just had Yovels for the purposes of Shmita. Why? Because the 50th year of every year is not year one. If you don't count Yovel, you'll be off every year. Right. 50th year. You're right. There was no Hilchas Yovel. No Hilchas Yovel. You have to count Yovel to know when year one is. Because year 49, then it's a blank year. It's a Yovel year. No Halachas of Yovel. We don't have enough people. Then next is year one. That's all we needed it for. Ein Echanami, there was no Hilchas Yovel. Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Vada Yovel lo hayinoeg. There was no Yovel. She'avadim diftarin mishum Yovel. Slaves went back? No. Al-sados shalmecher chazaros? Sales of land went back? No. Aval shmitin hayinogin l'shamet ksafim. But shmitin did apply. The loans get cancelled. L'shamet mizera v'katzir. No work in the land. Tatzrichim limanos shnas Yovel. You have to count the Yovel years. Kidei in order, she'yaviu ha-shmita b'mkoman. So shmita should be in the right place, which means every 7 years, but year 50 doesn't count. She'losov zayin shmitos, at the end of 7 shmitos, ha-yamanichin shnas nun. 50th year would be wait around. No, wait around, not do anything. She'lo yehe ha-yumonin oso l'shmita ha-aba, b'bnei shiruya liyo shnas Yovel. Because you have to have the right year. V'shana shal achareha matzchil ha-minyan. Then year 51 is year 1. Right? And then it goes on and on, keeps on going. She'im, lo ha'yumon and yovlos, ha'yumon osa shara l'chesh ben ha'shmitin, yashmitin zorka m'koman. If you don't do it this way, shmitin will be off. See, that's why they had ke'yovel. Not because of Hilchas Yovel.
That's why
I'm not focused on that. Oh, 1 second. Here's the Gemara. Ha'nichal Rabbanon. That only makes sense according to the Rabbanon. Da'amah Husei, shnas chamishim enim in a minion. That's 50 doesn't count. El Rabbi Yehuda, da'amah shnas chamishim ol l'kan l'kan. But if you hold that the 50th year is also year one, Yehuda holds that, then lamali b'shmit and sakin, what do you need Yovel for? I don't need Yovel. Gemara says, you're right. Ha avad lo kav Yehuda. This Bryce is not like a Yehuda. You're right. In the Chanami, you're right. Yeah.
Should we follow Rabbi Yehuda now?
Who said?
Because they don't do that.
Because they don't do this.
Yeah, we don't have Yovel now.
We don't even know when to, even to hold that.
Sure we do.
Yeah.
No?
Now, we must have had a Yovel year since...
Since when?
Since the state of Israel.
Israel.
Right. We don't do that. We just do Shemitah every 7 years.
Right.
Right.
So Marcel is right.
Right. It's interesting. Interesting.
That's why we don't do it. And we have an exact count.
What do you mean an exact count?
We know when the situation would... We know when Yovel would be.
We do?
100%. We count backwards. We count years.
Okay. No. So as we say, we call it, we pass on like a Yehuda? Well, he says over here the Rambam doesn't hold like that.
So we have we have another separate little problem that they're dealing with right now. We're about at that number,
right,
in Israel compared to everywhere else of Jews.
Right. That right. In other words, it's coming that Israel's going to have more Jews than the rest of the world put together. Correct. Till now, it's never been that way.
We're like there almost.
Right. Well, already they do. So what? So what changes? One second. What changes?
We still don't have all.
No,
so now what changes? Now that
changes.
What?
Changes.
So didn't the Gemara just say not like that?
I said, but that's not what.
That's not how we paskin. So Hilchos Yovel might change if there's more Jews in Israel than in Chutz Laaretz. Yeah.
Then we need to have all 12 shvatim.
What?
Yeah.
We assume that. We assume that.
Oh, we did.
We assume that because we don't know what anyone should.
The fallacy that when they came back, they did not come back in with everybody.
What do you mean? Right, they came back with representatives of every shevet. So we assume that you have a room full of 1,000 people, you have every shevet in there. Right. We don't know that for sure, but we assume that. So, yeah.
The slaves would be thrilled.
What? Yeah. No, even then, even still. They're not lost. Lagamri, yeah. Most of them. You could very well be, you know.
But we couldn't have people going back to their ancestral lands.
Well, that we don't have.
Gemara talks about in different places that there are people that had people, random people in Babel came from different tribes.
Right.
Pops up all the time. I mean, not a lot, but
right.
Randomly, how do you get to him?
Right. So now the Gemara says, one second, V'lo monu shmitin v'yovelos? We don't count shmitas in Yovel? Foxiv, but it says, Mikeit sheva shanim, at the end of the year Yirmiyahu Anavi, at the end of 7 years, Tishalchu ish es achiv, ha'ivri, ashim chalach. The people go back, the slaves go back, right? That you bought. Vavinan buhu, mikayt shev hashanim, at the end of 7 years, vokshiv, v'avdach hashay shanim. Evan Ivi only worked 6 years, not 7 years. What's Yirmiyahu talking about? Amar v'nacham v'itzchak, no, sheish l'nimkar v'shev l'nirtza. 6 years for a slave that sold, and 7 years for a slave that had nirtza. Because that year was Yovel. The next year was Yovel. It was year 49, all the slaves, all the Evan Ivris, after 6 years, they go free. What about an Evan Ivri nirtza? Could have been 20 years ago. So he's going to go. He's going to go free in the seventh year, meaning Shemitah year. So you see, they kept Shemitah year, Yirmiyahu. This is after the Reuven, Gad, and Chatzim Menashe were exiled. So what's going on here?
Yovel.
I'm sorry, Yovel. They kept Yovel. You see, they kept Yovel over here, right? So the Gemara says, no. They weren't keeping Yovel. What Yirmiyahu was saying was, look what we lost. Halavaya. This should be the halacha. That's all he was saying. Hahu b'tochacha ksev. It was just Musar. The Karmat, he was saying, Navi hashlachtem. Look what you lost. This is what would have been. This would have been this way. But we don't have it like that. Ay vaksiv vayishmu vayishalchu. What do you mean? But it says that they, in the present tense, that they did it, they behaved this way. So that's not an answer. It wasn't a musar, it was a real reality. El Amar of Yochanan, Yirmiyah chziran. Yirmiyah reinstituted Yovel. Yoshio ben Amoz, Malach Alehen, and Yoshio ben Amoz was the ruler over them. Umanala and Dahadar, how do you know?
He returned,
right, and therefore, by returning all the tribes, you were able to get Yovel back. That's what he did. He got the tribes back, and then Yovel came back. Umanala and Dahadar, how do you know he did that? It says, Ki amocher el hamemkar lo yashov. Right? Which means, you're going to be exiled from the land, and there's going to be no more Yovel, basically. So what do you mean? There is already no Yovel. What kind of thing is that? Right? After Yovel, Batal, V'navi, Misnaba, Lov, Sheivatel? Or there's no Yovel? And he's soon as he's not going to have Yovel anymore. Well, we don't have Yovel. Must be, El Malamet, Shech, Zirin, Yirmiyahu. He reinstituted it. Menon de Yoshio Malach Alihen, how do you know Yoshio ruled over them? Tichsiv, it says, Vyomer Ma Hatzion, Haloz, Asherani Roev, Vyomer Elov, Anshe Ha'ir, Hakevra Ishal Akim, Asherbom Yehuda, Fakar Sadvar Malazbeach, Base El. Mativus Yoshio Base El? What's Yoshio in Base El? What's the Shaykhis? Ella, Shachziron, Yirmiyahu, Shachzimah Yirmiyahu, Yoshio Malach Alihen. Fine. Ranach Mitzchakom and Mihacha, Gam Yehuda, Shas Kitzir Lach, Bishuvi, Shvus, Ami. And the word Kitzir could be read as Kitzin, because the Resh and the Nun could be changed around. So, okay? And Kitzin is a leader. Okay.
So he brought them all back and then they were exiled again?
Yeah. Okay, next. Is this the last mission of the parrot of the Masechta? No, it's not. Okay. So, Bate Chatzerim, houses, not houses, Bate Chatzerim, yes, houses in unwalled cities. If you sell a house in an unwalled city, in Israel, Nosn Lehem Koach Yafa Shebebate Ari Kochoma, they have the best of the Bate Ari Kochoma, which means you can redeem it within a year, the Koach Yafa Shebesados. And they also have the best of the fields, meaning, in a house in an unwalled city, he's got every mila. What? Shenigal and miyad. You can redeem it right away. V'chol shnei masar chodesh, babatim. And you can redeem it for a year, like houses. And also, v'yotzin v'yovel. It goes back at Yovel. In other words, no such thing as selling a house forever. It goes back at Yovel. U'begiron kesef kisados. And with a reduction of price, like a rental. Reduction of price over at Yovel. Like fields. Tana Rabbanan, it says in the Pasuk, all these Pasukim are in Parshas Bahar. Al Sedei Ha'aretz Yechashev. It should be like a selling a house should be the equivalent of a field. Hekeshu Hakasev L'Steachuza. The Torah compares selling a house to Steachuza. Ma Steachuza Yotze B'Yovel. Just like Steachuza, they go out at Yovel. Yovel, they go back. Ubegiron Kesef, and you redeem the price, right? Af, so too, Bate Chatzerim, a house in an unwalled city, Yotzim B'Yovel, they go back at Yovel, Ubegiron Kesef, and a reduction of price. E, Maas De'achuza, Enu Negel, Espachas B'Shtei Shanim, but an ancestral field, you can't redeem for 2 years. The guy gets it for 2 years, right? Af, so too, Bate Chatzerim, Enu Negel, Espachas B'Shtei Shanim, so you're here to a house in an unwalled city, you have to let the guy live in it for 2 years, you can't come a month later and throw him out? No. Tamad Lamar, Geula, Tielo miyad. Right away you can throw them out. Hoel v'nasata lehem koach yafa shebesados. V'koach yafa shebebatim. So it's got the best of both worlds. Houses. For the seller. It's the best. He can redeem it right away, and if he doesn't do it right away, he gets it back at Yovel. Yachal, I would think, well, yeitu be Yovel. So it shouldn't go back at Yovel. Tamad lomer uba Yovel yeitze. It goes back at Yovel. Right? So Mike Omar, why would I think it doesn't go back at Yovel? We just said, it's got all the milas. So why not go back at Yovel? What's the word saying? Why not go back at Yovel? So the Gemara says, "Amravuna lo nistricha ella." Listen to this: La makdish beso base babate chaterim. You donated your house to the Beis Hamikdash. Where do you live? In an unwalled city, Tel Aviv. You live in an unwalled city, and you donate your apartment to the Beis Hamikdash. Your house, you donate your house to the Beis Hamikdash. Then v'golam achem yad hektish. Then somebody else redeemed it, like which could do. Then upaga yovel bo yovel b'shana shnia. Then Yovel shows up in the second year. Right? The first year, no, because the first year the guy himself can redeem it. Second year the guy shows up, right? Yovel shows up. So, Lamay Madamisle, what do we compare this to? What is this like? E lebate orichoma Madamisle. If it's bate orichoma, then ichlit le lilokeach. It goes to the buyer. Why? Because you have 1 year to get it back. You blew the 1 year. Yovel has no bearing. Yovel has no factor. So it's like a house in a walled city. You have 1 year to get it back. It doesn't make a difference when Yovel shows up, right? You have 1 year to get it back. So if you want to, unwalled city is different? Il steachuza, and if it's a steachuza, midamis l'kahanim nafka. It goes to the kahanim. Why? Because a steachuza that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash, that you don't redeem back, someone else redeemed it, or nobody redeemed it, it goes to the kahanim. So why are you getting your house back? Right? So, L'hachi itzrichu b'yovel yetzei. For that reason, Torah says no. This is different. A house in an unwalled city, and it goes back to the original owner. Even though there's no other halacha like this. That's the halacha here.
It's different than what?
It's different than a walled city, a house, and it's different than a stei achuza. So far, we only looked at those two things. Stei achuza and a walled city. Both, a house and a walled city, Yovel had no bearing.
Right.
Yovel had no bearing. He had 1 year to redeem it. Yovel shows up a minute later, you lost your house. Stei achuza, Yovel was very important. So now a house in an unwalled city. Now, 1 second. If you have ancestral field that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you don't redeem it back, you lost it forever at Yovel. So now a house in an unwalled city, what's it like? It's like that. It's like neither of them. You get it back. We don't have anything like that. We don't have a model like that. You get it back yourself on Yovel. You donate your apartment to somebody, to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens at Yovel? You get it back. There's no model like that. Houses in walled cities? No. Fields, ancestral fields? Also no. But here you get it back.
When they say house, I put my house in the middle of 10 acres.
Yeah.
Is that on my
staff? So I don't know. Didn't that come yesterday?
Well, there's not a city. If you put it in the middle of 10 acres.
No, we're talking now in a case where it's not in a walled city, right?
But it's a city.
No, that was it, the city. What part? It's just the structure? Which part are we talking about? How much land?
Didn't that come up yesterday? I don't know. I would say no. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Now, Masel Chavura of Zera. 1 second. So why do you have to fund? Why do you have to make such a complicated case? Ma'ir Yigolu Acher. Why did someone else have to redeem the house? Even if no one redeems out, same halacha. You donate ancestral land to Hektish. If you don't redeem it back, you lose it at Yovel. Doesn't make a difference if someone else bought it that time. Doesn't make a difference. The halacha's on you. You have to redeem it back. If you don't redeem it back, you blew it. It doesn't make a difference what someone else did. Why do you have to make that case more complicated? So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaya, Shelo Yomru, Hektish Yotze below Pidyon. We don't want to say that Hektish, it could leave Hektish's property without a pinyon. How does something leave Hektish's property without a pinyon? Now, what's going on? What happens is, you donate something to Hektish, a house, a field, and somebody else redeems it. Somebody else redeemed it now. Then what happens at Hektish? What happens at Yovel? It goes to the Kahana. But how does it go back to you without any redemption at all? That there's no such thing. No such thing. How do you know that? Mi nolan? Mi ben Levi. From the Bnei Levi. Ma ben Levi. Ben Levi has funny halachas. Shiyafa lo koach bimemecher. That they have added benefits that the rest of Klai Yisrael doesn't have, which is, if a Levi sells one of his houses in a walled city, he can redeem it forever. Doesn't have only a 1 year. Forever. That's a big mila, big kula a Levi has. Also, hura kocho behekdesho. But their koach by when it comes to makdish is worse. Why? Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah.
1 second, on the Rashi. No, that's not why. Shelo yotzo below pidyon. You can't get it back without redeeming it. What Rashi says. Kidner farshak amal, like we'll explain in a minute. So Yisrael, shura kocho bimecher. So a Yisrael that has worse koach by a sale, because only has 1 year to get it back, eino din shura kocho behekdesho? Isn't it for sure that he has to redeem it to get it back? He can't get it back without redeeming it? Now, v'hasam minolan, how do you know the halacha by a ben Levi? Such a halacha by a Levi? Titania. It says, v'yatza mimecher. And he goes out from his sale. What does that mean? Shmei ani afilu avadav mitaltalav v'shtarav. Anything. A Levi sells he's poor, so he sells his wife's diamond ring. So he can buy it back when he gets rich. He can get it back. Metaltalin. No. Tamad lomar bayis v'irachuz also. No, only place the houses and land. Ma tamad lomar mimecher. So why does it say mimecher? Mimimkarav yatza b'chinam. Because if you want to, what does mimkarav yatza b'chinam mean? If you sell an item, Yeah. Right. Something that you sold can go back to you. In other words, I sold a house to you. I can buy it. I can. That's a bechinam. It goes back for free.
For free.
What does that mean?
At the arrival of Yovel.
Oh, by Yovel. By Yovel. So you get it back. You get it back. Right? However, the ain hektish yotze bechinam. Elam pidyon. When it comes to hektish, you just get it back. That's not what you think. You have to redeem it. Why? Because the house always wins. You can't just get it back. You have to redeem it. By me and you, yeah, get it back. It's really a rental. So Yovel's comes, I get it back. I get it back by hektish. Upligi der boshia. And Reb Oshia argues on this. What does he argue on? That Rashi says, the fact that Reb Huna said before, that if you makdish a house in an unwalled city, that and then someone else redeemed it, that it goes back to me, right? By Yovel, he argues on that point. Reb Oshia, hakol hayu bichlal, v'nasan hakesef v'kamlo. Everybody was in the rule of, you want to redeem something, pay for it. Right, but other things, a house in an unwalled city stays the way it is. So therefore, it goes. So Rav Huna said, if you donate a house in an unwalled city, right? If you donate a house in an unwalled city, and then someone else buys it, what happens at Yovel? It goes to the Kahanim. Says Avoshia, it goes back to the owner. Okay? He argues. Ubiyovel Yetzi Lamali. Why did I say Ubiyovel Yetzi? What did I say that for? Amar Papa, Lamitzrich El Lamocher Bayis, Badechaterim. That if you sell a house in an unwalled city, Upoga Bayovel Bashana Shnia, and then the Yovel comes in the second year. Yovel comes in the second year. L'may medamisle. What does it go like? Il about the orichoma medamisle. If it's about the orichoma, then the buyer gets it. He has it for a year. Il steachuza medamisle hashlama boy. If it's a steachuza, we learned before that if you buy a land in the 49th year, you get it for the 49th year. Then Yovel, nothing happens. Then you get it for the year one. Then you ask me, but what about the 49th year? Is also shemitah. So what's he getting? That's a good question. I didn't look it up yet. The answer. Arskel asked that question, and then Arskel said, look somewhere to go for the find the answer. You understand what he's saying? The 49th year is also Shemitah.
Yeah.
So you know, probably the answer probably is, it's the 48th year. That's probably the answer. It's 48th year, and the 49 and 50 are off, then you get a year one, because you have to have a minimum of 2 years. That's why it says, it goes out at Yovel, then you get it back. It's a kasha on Rav Huna, and a proof to Rav Oshia. Why? It says, Hamachdish bias, but the Chaterim, is the price that it says. If you sell your house in an unwalled city, Hareze Gol Miad, you can redeem it right away, the Gol Yul Olam, and you can redeem it forever. Gol or Achar Miad Hektish, if someone else redeemed it from Hektish, Higia Yovel, Yovel came, Lo Yigol, and nobody redeemed it, Chazel Abayim Yovel, it goes back to the owner. Doesn't go to the Kahanim, it goes to the owner. Okay. Next. The Elu Hain Bate HaChatzerim, these are considered, have the status of unwalled cities, even if they have a wall. Okay? Even if they have a wall, they still have the din of an unwalled city. Why? Because they're small. Shnei Chatzerim Shel Shnei Batim. Two Chatzers with two houses in each Chatzer. Afal Pisha Mekofas Chom Vashishua Benun. Even though they're walled cities from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, Harehein kebatei chaterim. They have the status of batei chaterim. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Mimashma shenemar batei chaterim. Since it says batei chaterim, right? Eini yodea she'ein lahem choma. I know it doesn't have a wall. Right? Ma tamad lomar asho ein lahem choma. What does it mean it doesn't have a wall? Afal pi she'eish lahem choma. Even though it has a wall. It's as if it doesn't have a wall. The kama, how many? How many houses? Batim shnayim, two houses. Chatzeros shnayim, two chatzers. Shtei chatzeros, two chatzers, shal shnei batim, with two houses. Okay? I think it means
really small.
A small city, four houses in the whole city. Two chatzers, and each chatzer has two houses.
What? Not at least.
East, he's saying only.
Right, I think it's only. So it's a tiny city, it's not a city.
It's not even a village.
Right.
They have 2 houses, you put a wall around it, it's not a city.
Right, exactly. The Ema may be Bayis V'chatzer. That's what Rashi says. What that means is the first skinny line on the right side. Aval I'ik shnei batim b'chol chatzer. That are 2 houses in every chatzer. Havi ki'ir choma. Fo havi kibati chatzerim. I'm not sure what that means. It means it could be 100 chatzers and each chatzer only has 2 houses in it. That would be already a walled city. Im kein lichta v'chmana chatzerim. Then it should have said chatzerim. V'chi teima ikasa v'chmana chatzerim. Chatzer bias below bias mashma. Chatzer below bias mashma. Then maybe that would be a chatzer without even a house in it. It's also a city. No. Hahu karfaf ikwi. That's called something else. It's called the karfaf. So, okay. Okay. The next Mishnah. I read the Mishnah. I said, oh, okay, I understand it. And then the Mishnah, internally, the Mishnah, it contradicts itself. The Mishnah makes no sense. The Mishnah starts off and says like this. Yisrael. You have a Yisrael. She yireish es avi imo Levi, who inherits his grandfather, who happens to be a Levi. That's very possible. A Levi had a daughter, and the daughter married Yisrael. Right? And then they have a child. That child's Yisrael. His grandfather happens to be a Levi. So now we learned that a Levi has different halachas. A Levi can redeem forever. There's no cutoffs. So now Yisrael, whose grandfather is a Levi, right? So Yisrael Sheirash is Avi Imo Levi. He's inheriting from his grandfather. It's his mother's father is a Levi. Eino Gol Keseder Azeh. He doesn't follow this Seder. What Seder?
Doesn't get to redeem it from.
What Sarashi says, Sheim Machra Sheinichletes Lilokeach Lebesov Shana. It's over after a year. Elo Laolam Geula Kelevi. He has the status of a Levi. Why? Because his grandfather is the one who redeemed it, who donated it. His grandfather sold it. Even though he's not a Levi, he has the din of a Levi. His grandfather was a Levi, is a Levi, and he has the din of a Levi. Okay? That's the first halacha in the Mishnah. That a grandson of a Levi has the status of a Levi. Okay? Second halacha is the opposite case.
Even if he's not really a Levi.
He's not a Levi. Not really a Levi. He's not a Levi. He's a Yisrael.
But
he's in the sins in the shoes of his grandfather, and he has the status of a Levi. Now,
in a walled city.
So the halacha is if a Levi sells a house in a walled city, the 1 year doesn't apply. He can get it back forever. So the grandfather sold his house 55 years ago. Now his grandson shows up. I'm redeeming it. Redeeming it? What gives you? You're not even a Levi. No, I'm standing in the shoes of a Levi. Okay?
Great-grandson, great-great-grandson.
Right, so I don't know. So 1 second. Then it says, the other way around. What about a Ben Levi? What about a Levi? Sheyirash es Avi Imo Yisrael. V'chein Levi Sheyirash es Avi Imo Yisrael. Right. Now you have a Levi whose grandfather was a Yisrael. How'd that happen? He had a daughter, and the daughter married a Yisrael. So they have a son. The daughter married a Levi. Daughter married a Levi, I'm sorry. The daughter married a Levi. Like Josh Bildinger. Josh's grandson's a Levi, and his grandfather, Mr. Auschwitz, is not a Levi. Right? He could have that. So, right? Very simple. So now the other way around. Now the grandfather, can he stand in the shoes of his grandson? The first case was a grandson standing in the shoes of his grandfather. Now the grandfather, not a Levi, can he stand in the shoes of his grandson? Yes, a Levi?
Grandfather sold the house.
No, the grandson sold the house.
First case, the grandfather.
This is the case.
Well, right, the grandfather sold the house.
Christ, how is he yorishit if it's bought if someone else's property?
Because the point is no one else, no other yorishim, no other relatives. He was yorishit.
He passed away. He didn't have a house. The house.
That's exactly the question. The grandfather could have redeemed it at any moment. Right. Why? That's the halacha of a Levi. He passed away. So can the grandson stand in his shoes? Says the Mishnah, yes. All the way around. A grandson sells it. He's a Levi. The grandfather's a Yisrael. Does he stand in the shoes of his grandson?
Of his grandson?
The grandfather.
Yes, yes. The grandson
was
the lady. Right. The Chen Levi, Sheyirish, is Avi, Imo, Yisrael. Right?
Back up the other direction.
It's the other direction.
One second. Yarshim works backwards.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Else
if someone passes away, and there's no relatives, it goes to his father. If his father's not around, it goes to the grandfather. Yeah. So it's both ways, both directions.
Okay, the grandson.
Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ain a gol, kaseder azeh. Sounds like the Mishnah saying. Sounds like the Mishnah saying. Ain a gol, kaseder azeh. Again, he doesn't have the regular rules of Yisraelim, the harsh rules. No, he's got the easy rules of Levium. This grandfather's not a Levi. No, but he's standing in the shoes of his grandson, who was a Levi.
I think you switched the case. It's not the case. The Mishnah is saying inherited for both. You talk about both are grandsons. What is a grandson of a Levi? The other is a grandson of his shore. And both cases.
That's what I thought was
yes,
the case.
Yes, that's what it says here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Grandfather, and then the grandson
I'm sorry.
Of Yisrael.
So in both cases, the grandson is a Levi. In both cases, I'm talking about the grandson.
Yes.
In one case, he's a Yisrael, and in one case, he's a Levi.
Yes.
Fine, I'm sorry, my mistake. So grandson...
It
doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. I said the case wrong. It happens. The grandson is... in both cases, I'm with the grandson. Either he's a Levi or Yisrael. That's why the Levi Shir is just Avi Imo Yisrael. Ain't a gal kaseder azeh. Again, his grandfather was a Yisrael. He's a Levi. He still has the rules of a Levi. Does that make any sense?
He does not.
Ain't a gal kaseder azeh.
He's considered Yisrael.
What? No, but the first kaseder azeh meant you don't follow the rules of Yisrael.
Well, here's the opposite.
Here's the opposite. You don't follow the rules of what?
A Levi.
Shneamar. Shneamar, fine. Kibati ar halavim hiachuzatchem. Now says the Mishnah, Aji he Levi, you have to be a Levi. The ari halavim and the ari halavim have to be a Levi also. Divrei Rebbe. Right. So 1 second, that doesn't make any sense because the first case was that you're a Levi, but your grandfather was a Yisrael. I'm sorry, you're a Yisrael, but the grandfather was a Levi,
and you follow
the din of Levi. And what did it just say? No! Aji he Levi va'ari Levium. Both have to be true. The first line of the mission is not like that. So the whole mission doesn't make any sense.
So were there any Ari Levium that were war cities?
I think Hebron.
I thought there was a Suffolk there.
Is a Suffolk about Hebron?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, they tell you what Hebron was established in 10. That's correct.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. No, I think it's Hebron to Suffolk, no?
No, I
think they landed on both days.
So look at what I said yesterday. It says Hebron is a...
Chumash tells you...
You read what I said once.
Chumash tells you Hebron was established before Mitzrayim was.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hebron,
it says in the Torah...
Yeah, but it has to have a wall.
One of the 13
walls.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, the middle of the walls today.
Right. 1 second. Oh, that's right. You're right. That what you said there's no Suffolk about Hebron?
There is
Suffolk. There is.
Suffolk on Hebron because we're in the wrong spot.
Right. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I asked Simcha Hachman straight out to the lane. One day they lane on Hebron, he told me both days. Because it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. That's what he told me.
It's not because of the wall. It's something because where the town is compared to where it was.
Uh-huh. I hear.
Same name, wrong spot.
Uh-huh. Fine. Now, that was the Tanakh Kamma. V'chachamim Omrim, Ein Divrei Halal, Ein Divrei Malalu Omrim, Ela Ba'ari Levium. This only goes by Ari Levium. What does that mean? It says Rashi right here. Aval Ache Levi Lo Be'inan. But you don't have to have a Levi. Right? Which means, Yisrael Shirish is Avi Imo Levi. If Yisrael inherits from his grandfather who is a Levi, Modu Rabbanan de Galuka Levi, he can have the status of a Levi. Ho Eluma Ari Levium Hizu. The Chacham's requirement only is, has to be in the city of Levium. You could be a Yisrael because your grandfather was a Levi. It makes no difference. Aval Ben Levi Shirish as Avi Imo Yisrael, but a Levi, a grandson, whose grandfather was a Yisrael, Modu Rabbanan de Eino Golok Levi. He would agree that they can't, that they don't inherit Tara Levium Tala Rachmana. Because it goes by Ari Levium. The grandfather wasn't an Ari Levium. He's not a Levi. Okay? So the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. According to Yehuda. It doesn't make sense, the Mishnah. It contradicts itself in one Mishnah.
Is it possible for Yisrael to have money of Ari Levium?
Yeah. How could he? He could have bought it, but it's not Stei Achuza.
Right.
Okay, you just gave it a contradiction. Chavar again.
What do you mean?
Well, it has its spot in
Hebron. That was the exception.
So,
where am I? The Ela Keman. So what's going on in this Mishnah? Right? Keben Levi? So this grandson, who's not a Levi, but his grandfather was a Levi, what's his status? Keben Levi? V'hadar Tani Adjei Levi V'ar Levium. But then the Mishnah said, no! Has to be a Levi in the house of in the city of Levium. So what's going on here? Ema changed the Mishnah. Eino Goel Ella Keseder Hazeh. You can only use this order. Meaning, Aji Hei Levi, Vare HaLevim, Divrei Rebbe. So we're changing the halacha now. A Ben Levi, a Yisrael, whose grandfather was a Levi, cannot stand in the shoes of his grandfather. Why not? He's not a Levi. We're changing it. Bishlom Ari Levim, Dichsiv, Kibati Ari Levim. It says Abata Levim. Ella Levi Minolan. How do you know Itaka has to be a Levi? Maybe it's in a Levi city, but he's not a Levi. Right? Dichsiv, it's like the grandson. Dichsiv, Vashiyigal Min Halavim. It says Vashiyigal Halavim. Vitanya, Vashiyigal Min Halavim. Yachal Levi Mi Yisrael Yigal. Maybe a Levi can even redeem it from a Yisrael. Shazek, because the Levi, Yafakocho, has good halachas. Vizeh, and this one, Harukocho, has bad halachas. Ava Levi mi Levi, but a Levi to another Levi, lo, this halacha would not apply. Shazek, Yafakocho, Zeh, Yafakocho. Each one's got milas. Tamad Lomar, min alavim, velokah alavim. Oh, not every Levi, no, the Levi, not every Levi. Prat, who's excluded? With Ben Levi, Mamzer Venasin. A Ben Levi who's a Mamzer. Ever heard of a halacha like this? Such a trivia question. Where did the Ben Levi not have halachas of Levi? First of all, what halachas do Levim even have?
Right.
They don't even have halachas. So Ben Levi has halacha that they could redeem fields after more than a year of houses. But if his mom's in a Ben Levi, he loses the status of, as a Levi, or if he's a nothing, which means from the Givonim, right? What?
From the
Sinim, right? Chacham Omrim Eindram Halalu Omrim Ela Ba'ari Levim. It only applies by Ari Levim. Aval Achiyeh Levi Lo Omrinin. Now we don't require that halacha. They only required cities of Levim, so a grandson of Israel would be different. Would be able to redeem it.
Is this about redeeming from Hekdesh or redeeming from a...
I think it'd be either one.
No,
it's a Hekdesh,
you can't.
What? Hekdesh, you can't?
Four
cities. No, a Levi may be different. A Levi may be different. Okay, so we'll do the Mishnah. Now, before we do the Mishnah, we got to do the Rashi. The Rashi is on the bottom of on the right side. The Rashi and the Mishnah here. So, in every Levi city had 2,000 amos of land that you couldn't do anything with. 1,000 was called Migrash, and 1,000 was called Sadeh. Says Rashi, Migrash have 1,000 amos, 1,000 amos, Saviv Leir, surrounding the city. The Siv, it says in, I think it's next week's parsha in Matos or Maaseh, one of those parshas. Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amasafif. 1,000 amah perimeter, leave it fallow. It's beauty. V'chutz la'osa elef, haya lahem la'levim, elef amah l'sadot l'kramim. And another 1,000 amahs beyond that, you couldn't live in there either. That you could plant vineyards or trees or something.
Outside
the city. The first 1,000 amahs, just grass. Second 1,000 amos, you can plant orchards and vineyards, whatever you want. Kedesiv, like it says, umidosem michutz leir. Tzemehem elef ama migrash, vashar sadasuk rabim. Migrash ponim mikulam. Migrash is empty from everything. Ve'ein bo bayis, no houses. Ve'ein zorin oso, no planting anything. Ela noi hu leir. It's noi for the city, it's beautiful. So the Mishnah says, ein osin sada migrash. You can't change and make a sada into it. You can't do that. Right? Says Rashi, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Not 100% sure what he means by that. What sada and migrash have to do with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Either way, you can't live there. That's what he means by that. Fahayu Churban Shememait Esazria. Ah, it's a Churban because you're reducing the trees. The planting potential for trees. Okay? V'lo migrash sada. You can't change it the other way around either. Right? Why? Says Rashi. Shemachrev is noy ha'ir. You're destroying the beauty of the city. V'lo migrash ir, v'lo ir migrash. Obviously, you can't change a migrash into part of the city, and part of the city into the migrash. Okay? Amar of Elazar, bedav amar murim ba'ari levim. It's only levim cities have these rules. Aval ba'ari Yisrael, but by a regular city, no such rules. Osin sudei migrash, u'migrash sadeh, Migrash ir, do whatever you want. One thing you can't do, velo ir migrash. You can't take a city and make it into a migrash. Now we'll take half of Tel Aviv, we'll make it an empty land of grass. No. Shalom, Mishom, Yachriv, Ari Yisrael. Why are you reducing the cities? Right? Now we said this already, Kahanam Levim, Mochun Laolam, they could sell it forever. The Golan Olam, they could redeem it forever. Shenemar, like it says, Geulas Olam Tiye Lalavim. They could always, always redeem it.
Houses or land? Both.
Hmm?
Houses or land?
Both. 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 All right, so we'll stop here. I'm thinking tomorrow, I don't want to make everyone schlep an extra Gemara because it's hot tomorrow, but if you don't mind schlepping the Gemara, schlep it, because we're probably going to start tomorrow, even start it a little bit. And we're going to do the Sunday's daf is going to be between Mincha and Ma'ariv all the way to the end of the day. Tomorrow, Sunday's a fast day, so you don't have to get up early. We'll do the daf after Mincha, whatever Mincha, 8 o'clock-ish, whatever it is. After that, we'll have like a half hour. We'll finish the daf then. It's an easy daf base of tomorrow. It's like the easiest daf of tomorrow. It's only harder after that. Daf base is quite easy, and we'll take it from there. All right? Everyone have a good Shabbos and a good day.